Tamar Anatai. Tamar, are you there?
I am here. I am present.
Tamar, we kind of have a up and down wild show. Left, right, there's no telling which way it's going to go. And I'm looking for your open right now, so bear with me if I just play it like halfway through the time we're talking to you.
Oh, that'll be exciting. It keeps me on my toes.
But I'll get it done, my friend. So how you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing great.
You know, Justin took the day off.
Oh, what a slacker.
Yeah, well, you know what? His head was going to explode yesterday. I said, Justin, go ahead. Take the day off. Do whatever you got to do. Roll around in the grass. I don't know what it is you do for fun, but just go ahead and do it. I don't want to see you acting like this anymore. So he did it.
Yeah?
It was fun to get him out of there. So we got the lovely and talented Christina LeCure in here to take
hey,
his Christina. Place.
Hey, how are you? Nice to
good,
meet
how are you.
Good.
Tamar, Christina was on the Big Break. You remember the Big Break, the golf deal? She was in Dominican Republic. It's on the Golf Channel where it's a contest, a reality TV show.
I don't know if she's up in the golf world reality TV shows.
Well,
but
she
you're a survivor of
the
golf
survivor
reality
of
TV.
Golf Channel.
It's
correct.
Basically yeah, survivor with a golf club and some golf balls. It's pretty intense.
That's they, awesome.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
fun.
Get, it was fun.
People get up. Now, Tamar, I got your email and it shocked me when you said that Tom Gable,
yeah,
is transitioning to becoming a woman.
That what? Is right. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone was pretty shocked.
Oh my god!
Is this not a joke? Obviously, clearly,
no.
Do we have any proof? I guess we'll get proof soon enough.
Well, there.
Huh?
I guess I mean the proof is in the picture. If Rolling Stone broke the story, and there's a photo of I guess now we'll say her.
Proof is in the pants. In
what's
fact.
That?
The proof is in the pants.
Between the pockets, if you
will.
Well,
the proof
is between the pockets.
As El Guapo called it.
Tom is now going by Laura Jane Grace, and there's a photo of her wearing a dress. So,
oh, my.
How does that affect the profession? I mean, it's got to have an incredible impact.
You know, I guess like, the band is still pressing on. I think they're set to tour soon. And she's married, so they're going to stay married. They have a 2-year-old kid. It's pretty heavy, right?
Okay, yeah, it is. Because now I'm thinking, now, did you at any point, like, have any idea that this was going on with Tom Gable?
No, it came as a shock. Although there were some lyrics about, like, an older song, like, if I were a woman, I would be called Laura or something. Like, my mom called me Laura. So, I mean, obviously, you don't wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm tired of living as
right. No, yeah.
As my gender.
Something's
this
going
is,
on there.
Yeah, it's obviously a lifelong thing. But I have a ton of respect for her.
Yeah, certainly.
That's no small thing. That's a really big thing. And I feel like if anyone, you know, would be supportive of something like that, it's the punk community.
Yeah, no, I know. For those of you who don't know, and I didn't know, and I kind of looked it up real quick when I got your email, against me, Tom Gable is the lead singer of the punk rock band. So, and he's become a woman. And you said, what's his name now?
Laura Jane Grace. Jane Grace, yeah.
Gender reassignment surgery. And we saw how effective it can be with Shear's daughter.
Chaz.
Yeah, well, I don't think she started, like, she's undergone the surgery, but I guess that she's about to take hormones, and in the photo, she's wearing a dress.
Now,
and
what is that going to do to the voice? I mean, isn't like...
That's my main question, but I feel like, obviously, it's going to change your range, but it doesn't, like, if you have talent, that does... There's, like, you know, there's, like, the artistic, you know, talent versus your range. So unless something... I don't know if those hormones are capable. I know they're capable of... Are they capable of changing your voice? I know a lot of people who undergo gender reassignment, they take voice lessons to...
Do
like,
they
have,
really?
Yeah.
What about... Well,
there's no way...
Not singing right. lessons, but, you know, learning to speak in a way that...
They sing their way around the rest of their life. Wow. Well, we're going to have to keep up on that because I'm sure his next her next performance is
going
to be watched pretty close. I don't watch a lot of The Voice.
I don't either, but they won last night, right?
My buddy watched a lot of The Voice, yeah, and he's always tweeting about it, going on and on about who looks good, who sounds good. Now, they crowned their second season champ last night, huh?
Yes. Jermaine Paul, come on down. You have won season 2 of The Voice. Apparently, I will be honest, I'm not the foremost authority on The Voice, but apparently it was a big shocker. This was the dark horse, the underdog.
So he was. Now, The Voice, basically, there's a bunch of guys get up stage, women get on stage, they sing, and then... Blake Shelton and CeeLo and Christina. Adam Levine. They say, I think you got talent, so I'm going to mentor you. And how do they mentor them?
Well, it's an amazing – the concept is really amazing because it's based on just your voice, hence The Voice. And when they do the auditions, Adam Levine and the celebrity judges are turned around. So all you hear is the voice. You don't have any preconceived it doesn't matter what you look like, what you weigh, how
kinda
old
like
you are.
Dating in the Dark.
Yeah.
Remember that show
it's
back
super
in the day?
Cool.
Yeah. Well, $100,000, and what goes, they get a record deal with Universal. And so he's pretty impressive, this guy. You think he's got what it takes?
Blake Shelton was his mentor. That guy's done pretty well. So.
Sure, he has. What happened to last year's champ?
You know, I am wondering the same thing right now.
You know
what?
I actually met him at the LPGA event last year. He's a really, really nice guy.
Was he? What kind of music? Do we even know?
Yeah, he was really...
Country dude? Did
no.
He, have a cowboy
he was
R&B.
Like an R&B type of singer. Oh my gosh, I'm going to forget his name.
Javier Colon.
I know that name,
yes,
sure.
And he's such a nice guy. And he's involved... His agent is somehow involved with Morgan Pressel's agent. So that's how he's always
the
around
connection.
The LPGA thing. But you see...
Well, I know why he's probably around the LPGA tournament, my friend. You
really?
Know what I'm saying?
Do you really? There's not that much
There's not many hot girls on the tour? There's got to be.
There's a fistful, but there's not a ton of talent.
Well, I'm sure he's getting the pick of the litter out there.
Yeah, he
is. You know what's a funny thing? I just saw Javier Colon has a song that was co-written by Chris Allen, who won season 8 of American Idol, Worlds Colliding. This takes it back to the reality winner.
You know, Chris Allen is an Arkansas fella. He's born in Conway, Arkansas.
And quite cute, I would like to add.
Whoa, young lady. What are you talking about, Tamar?
I forget you don't care about this kind of stuff.
No, we actually, every once in a while, I delve into this. Acri doesn't like a lot of these reality show things, but I know people watch them. Listen,
tons
I see
of people.
All the
like,
tons
I mean, there's
the voice, millions the dancing.
Of people. I don't watch a ton of it either. But.
You know what we would rather talk about, Tamar?
Oh, no, I mean, you don't care about who I think is cute. But
Oh! Well,
yeah,
like, we
I'll
do.
Be honest,
we do. I mean, it's good to know what the females think. Every once in a while, not too much.
A woman's perspective.
Of course it matters. Yeah. They know it matters.
Nah, Chris Allen's a good-looking dude. I can say it.
Thank you.
He's an Arkansan. God bless him. But, you know, we spend more of our time talking about what's going on with John Travolta and his little massaging scandal he's got going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa,
that was shocking,
He's
in
a
my
sick
opinion.
Animal. You know what, though, Tamar? No question. I mean, you had that one pegged from a mile away, right?
I did?
I mean, anyone could have seen that. I'm looking at the tight pants from Greece.
You're putting some words into my mouth right now.
All right. Who do you think he? Obviously, he's bisexual, right? That's pretty much what this guy's saying.
I don't know if you could say obviously. I think.
Did you see
the
pants he wore Saturday Night Fever?
Well, come on. It was the 70s. What happened in the 70s stays in the 70s.
John Travolta's not a person I would think. Like, maybe Tom Cruise or something like that. Never. I don't know. John Travolta, that was kind of shocking to me. I don't know if it was for
you. Well, nothing's been confirmed, and you know, I'll just my impression is there's a lot we don't know about John Travolta.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, there's no question.
I'm very PC, aren't I?
Yes, you are. I don't know what's going on with you. You're out in New York City. Come on, now you're supposed to be edgy. You're supposed to be the one that toes the line.
I will say I do not care for his hair.
Oh, his hair? Is he losing it? I haven't really seen
him. No, he's not losing it.
He's got that thing where it's called like middle-aged man head growth, where their heads just get really big.
Oh, yeah, because your ears keep growing, probably, right?
Yes. Ugh. His head is enormous. I mean, it's in proportion to his body. It just looks much bigger, and his hair looks kind of helmety.
Yeah, that happens a lot, definitely. I think it happened to Seinfeld too. To be honest with you.
Yes, and Tom Hanks.
Yeah. So
Tom Hanks carries it a little better, but you know.
Yeah. So does Travolta? What do you think? Does he still look good from a woman's perspective? What do you guys think?
He looks pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
I mean.
He hasn't fallen off.
No, for sure, no. Like, yeah, he's kept up with it. His wife, Kelly Preston, she's very good looking.
Yeah.
She's kept up with it. And, I mean, they're in their 40s, and they have a baby.
I think they're older than that.
Even 50? Raj, what do you think?
Are they 50?
From a guitar-playing man's perspective.
Birthday trivia, I wouldn't be very good at that.
He's 58.
Is he? God
he's
bless
58?
Him.
He's 58?
Yeah. Going on
94. Oh, my gosh.
He's old.
Boy.
Oh, my gosh. That's shocking.
What perspective
that
did you want?
John Travolta, how's he look from a guitar-playing man's perspective? What do you think?
He's looked better.
Okay, yeah, he certainly looked better.
He's 58.
His head got bigger and his hair didn't. It looks kind of funny.
Tamar, one of the stories in my entertainment report had to do with Michael Jackson and Pepsi, but I know you said Adele now is taking over for outselling Michael Jackson?
In the UK, her album,
okay.
21,
yes.
has outsold Thriller. Isn't that insane?
That's incredible.
That's a great album, though.
When you say outsold, from, you know, a year, overall albums, overall?
Ever?
Does that, because is it because now there's iTunes and it's so accessible?
Yeah, oh, I mean, for sure. Anyone in this age has an advantage.
Absolutely. There's no question. I was on the computer this morning. I was, like, clicking through songs. And I was like, buy it. I mean, yeah, just to update your iPod. It's so easy. Before, you'd have to, like, go to the store and buy the album.
Buy the whole CD.
Download it.
We're talking albums. I had the Thrill album,
sorry,
buddy.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, now it's just so easy. It's not shocking now because it's just so accessible.
Yeah,
but I guess if you think about it in terms of this, it took someone that long to outsell him.
Yeah, that's very true too.
That's a good point.
So it really says a lot about her.
That's her 21 album. That's a great album.
Every song is very good.
Yeah. When's you know when she's coming out with look at what have you done for me lately? When's your next one coming out?
Yeah. Welcome to the world we live in now.
Yeah.
That was
I don't know.
Yesterday.
I'm hoping there's like a 22 coming soon, but she's just still so like. Paid on this, this
might as well ride this one, right?
It was it 4 years?
So amazing, yeah. Apparently, mm-hmm. I guess she's like, there was some quote where she said it's going to be at least 2 years away. She wants to take a little time, so she can take all the time she needs because I think whatever
she could never record another song and she'd probably be just fine.
Yeah.
I wonder what the stats are on that when someone is coming off a number one album. How does their second album sell?
Probably
well, there's.
Well.
There's usually like what they call the sophomore slump. How does their second album usually
right,
sound?
Right, yeah.
There's usually a sophomore slump, but she has fully, completely beat those odds.
Yeah, she has.
She's going to have a
junior
slump.
Katy Perry, too.
Oh, Katy Perry, yeah, she's still hot, huh? Ever since she dumped that slug.
Is she really that hot still?
Yes, and her Teenage Dream album just absolutely trumped her
original.
Debut.
I love it. Well, Tamar, I appreciate you. Sorry I couldn't find your open. I'm running the board, too, and it's somewhere. Oh, you know
You're
where?
A busy guy.
There it is. We found it.
Yes! It's going to be the background music for the rest of the show.
Yay!
Thank you, Tamar. It's always good talking to you.
Good talking to you guys. I will talk to you next week. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye, Tamar.
Good luck holding everything together today. I know you can do it, Pat.
Thank you.
We only got 40 more minutes.
May the force be with you. I'll talk to you guys later.